Welcome back to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, then Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, the 15th of August. Let's get right to it. Jeff, what's your pick for the Blog of the Week? And when we get to the end of our picks, I'll tell people how they can make their blog, available to us so that we can consider it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
You know, listeners should know, this is truly the highlight of our week.
I know, it's Craig's favorite segment ever. I mean, he just looks forward. I mean, he walked in today, and he couldn't stand still. He's clapping his hands.
He didn't say hi or anything. He just says, Blog of the Week.
Blog of the Week.
Didn't say good morning or anything. Blog of the Week. All right, this from Baptismal Life by Pastor Brady Finnern in Wisconsin. It's titled Looking in the Mirror. The new movie Mirrors is supposed to be pretty good. Parents beware. It's rated R. It's basically about some mystical power in a person's bathroom mirrors. I don't really know the basis of it, but just the preview makes you think. In the same way, I can guarantee if you watch the movie, you will look at mirrors in a whole different way. It reminds me of what we believe about the second use of the law, the mirror. The law can be proclaimed to us, and we see directly the sin we have committed, a.k.a. the looking in a mirror. I do not particularly enjoy the second use of the law, because it makes me look at my sinfulness and it forces me to stare at it. It is like looking in a mirror and seeing the imperfect pimple, love handles, or haircut you have. After you see what the mirror reveals, you see the mirror differently. Yet it doesn't end there. We go right from the mirror showing us our imperfections, and we are pointed to a cross that hung a perfect God in human flesh. The one who is perfect took our imperfections so that the mirror would not be the end, but the picture of him on the cross would be our sole source of comfort. My Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Baptismal Life.
All right, and we'll have a link to that blog and its post at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Now, my pick comes from a blog that the author is Robert Schreckheis, who's actually been a guest several times on the program. And I just came across his blog called Standing at the Edge of Eternity. And on Thursday, yesterday, he posted a post called Deja Vu All Over Again, where he talks about, I won't read it because it's too good, you should go read the entire thing. He talks about the idols that are our heroes, and when our heroes, sometimes even our institutions, fail us, and we can't imagine life without them, we have suddenly had that second use of the law thrust right in our face, and we've been shown to be idolaters. And that having our heroes fail is not such a bad thing. I recommend it. It's called Standing at the Edge of Eternity. And we'll have a link to my pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week at our website tonight, issuesetc.org.